Hey guys, welcome back to the third episode of Off the Table. I'm Ben McHenry, here with Ben Grantonic. And recently there's been a lot of fast food debate regarding Popeye's new chicken sandwich and the classic Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich. So we just wanted to give a rundown of the situation, what people are saying, and we have a guest, Cole Ames, who was once an employee at Chick-fil-A, who can give us some insight into the brand, how they run the restaurant, and his take on the situation. I guess my first question would be, a lot of people think of like a fast food restaurant as not being like a super clean place, and it's a place like you don't want to get a job at, because like, and a lot of times the workers there at a lot of fast food restaurants, you're like, oh wow, really, they're so lazy, blah 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 blah. But at Chick-fil-A, like, is their hiring process like more extensive to make sure they like get people that are going to be like dedicated to like the service there?
I would definitely say yes, because I remember when I was first hired there and I remember getting interviewed and stuff. I remember them asking questions that kind of caught me off guard a little, but they were like, oh, like, what do you do in your free time? And they also, like, asked me, like, how would I spend the money that I would be making there? And it just kind of seems like they want to know who you are as a person, more of, like, are you going to be working hard? Not that they don't want you to work hard for them, but they kind of want to know, like, the quality of person you are.
Did they ask any questions about like your religious affiliation in regards to being open on Sundays?
I wouldn't say they asked any like directly like religious questions, but I feel like a lot of times like they sort of work around it, and they can kind of tell like your religious affiliation, like, because I feel like everyone knows Chick-fil-A is generally a religious company. Mm-hmm. So I feel like a lot of people going to hire there, they kind of like want to make it known that they're like almost religious, because like I feel like that gives them a better chance of getting hired than someone who's affiliated with a completely different religion. So, but they definitely ask like moral questions, like in the hiring process. They aren't directly asking your religion, but they kind of like get a sense of your moral values through that.
That's odd.
How do you think the food is? Just to ask you, baseline, how do you think Chick-fil-A food is?
I think it's really good, and I feel like the best thing Chick-fil-A has going for them is consistency. Because, like, you go to other restaurants, for example, like, I don't know, McDonald's. Like, let's say, like, 5 out of 7 times your fries are warm, but then that other 2 out of 7 times you get, like, completely cold fries. I feel like Chick-fil-A, one thing they have that's really good for them, I feel like they're really consistent. I feel like almost every single time I go there, whatever I order, like, I'm getting the same exact thing, like, no matter if it's 9 at night or lunch just started at 10:30, I feel like everything is really consistent based on time and, like, location, so I feel like that's the best thing they have going for them.
What do you think about Popeyes?
I feel like Popeyes almost contrasts Chick-fil-A in a little bit, because, like, I feel like Chick-fil-A, since they take that sort of, like, almost like safe route of consistency, like we want to get our food the same every time, I feel like Popeyes, when they get it right, they get it right. Like, they have like a lot more exotic seasoning. Like Chick-fil-A, they're just going for like a casual breaded chicken, but like Popeyes has something a little more exotic, and if you like it, I feel like you really like it. And like they always have, well, it's a lot more crispier than Chick-fil-A, which Chick-fil-A's is just kind of more consistent, like just with their breading process too, I feel like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think Chick-fil-A, like, I never go to Chick-fil-A and I'm like, dang, that was a really bad experience at Chick-fil-A. Like, it just gets the job done every time.
Mm-hmm. I am shocked by their consistency. I will give them that. Mm-hmm. They're one of the most consistent pieces of food I've ever had.
And it even goes beyond the food. Like their service, like, I remember, like, you'll get there and it'll be, like, a line around the place, but then they have people like outside with mics that are still like taking your order, and you're still due to line like 5-10 minutes. Mm-hmm. I think it's like when you're working there, I don't know if you've ever had to like be outside or not, just in the drive thru.
Yeah.
But do they like if you're slacking, do they like encourage like making sure that you're really on top of it like every shift?
I just feel like there's almost always people, like, sort of hovering and monitoring, like, especially, like, managers or higher-ups, like, in your specific store. They always kind of, like, overlook everything and like they kind of like see what's going on. Like oftentimes if you're not trained in a specific spot, they kind of like pull you out. They can see you're struggling. They'll put someone who's a little bit more experienced in there, because like I would say they're another thing they have going for them, not is their, I think their drive-through process is probably one of the most efficient.
Mm-hmm.
For example, like they have like two lanes, sometimes they have four people out taking orders on iPads. They'll have a person expediting food, so they're standing outside of the drive-thru walking food to each car, and they even have a sauce cart at the end, just
yeah.
So they don't even have to worry about that in the drive-thru. It's just like, once you get your food, you're out of here. Like,
that's the most impressive part. Like, I was there, like, when they first saw a sauce cart, and I was like, what, they didn't ask me for any sauces, and like, what's up with that? And I turned the corner, and there's a whole cart there with
mm-hmm.
all of them, and I was like, dang, that's dedication to
mm-hmm.
service, for sure.
Yeah, and they... It's not like they do it on specific days. Like, I remember when I worked there in the winter, I remember one time it was like 15 degrees outside and I was on the sauce cart and it wasn't even a terribly packed night, but they switch their employees out, so it's not like anything too dangerous, because if it gets like to a certain amount of coldness, like I'll be out there for 30 minutes and someone will be out there for 30 minutes and we switch off, but they always have like, they still have those positions filled just so they can keep up with that same efficiency, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
Would you call it a hectic work environment? Like, is there constantly movement, you have to keep up with it, or...
I would say, yeah, that's probably one of the bigger negatives to Chick-fil-A. I feel like they almost have slightly too many people employed there, because I remember one time I was a runner on the inside, so I was just running food orders out to people. Like, there's so many people I could, like, who are working there, like, just standing, like, in the little back area behind the counter. Like, I couldn't even move around. And, like, and it's just, there's so much, obviously, they get so much business. Like, I would say it's a really almost stressful work environment, because, like, they don't let you have your phone on you just because there's always something to do, just because there's always a customer left and right, I feel like. So, the working there takes a lot of effort, I would say.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how much insight you have into this, but it seems like a lot of fast food restaurants are, like, especially like if you go there late at night, there'll be like one or two people working there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's hard for them to get staff. Does Chick-fil-A, do they get a lot of people that want to apply there?
That want to apply there?
Yeah, like, are there a lot of people that try to get a job at Chick-fil-A?
I would say yeah, just because I feel like the biggest thing I think Chick-fil-A has going for them is their reputation.
Mm-hmm.
People want to work there because it's a very clean cut place. People think they don't hire anyone that's too crazy in their head, nor they kind of like, obviously the hiring process, what we talked about before, they really dial in on like the type of people they're hiring. They want to hire people who have like a good moral values. That's probably the best way to put that. But so I feel like that in a way attracts other people, because I feel like some restaurants you go to and like, they're a little bit more sketchier. You don't know the type of people who are working there as much. And I feel like that's why Chick-fil-A, for some people, can be an attractive place to work.
Okay, so in regards to the whole like Chick-fil-A versus Popeyes debate, do you guys think that Popeyes now has a chance to take down Chick-fil-A and take away some of their market? Or that they could like at least start that process?
Well, short term, I would say, yeah, definitely. Like, obviously, like, everyone's going crazy about Popeyes because they just released this new Chick-fil-A sandwich. Like, people are, like, desperately trying to get in to try it and stuff. So I'd say, yeah, Chick-fil-A's definitely taking a pretty big blow from this. But I'd say in the long term, I feel like they have a lot of... I'd say they almost have a fan base. Like, I'd compare them to Starbucks. There's a lot of, like, almost, like, hardcore Starbucks fans. Like, people who, like, are there all the time and they, like... love Starbucks. I'd say it's the same for Chick-fil-A. There's a lot of people who are like slightly obsessed with it and they go there a lot. They're like big fans of it. So I'd say like in the long run, I'd say like their business will come back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really concerned about them going down as a business, but they're definitely, their numbers for like when Popeyes drops their Chick-fil-A sandwich, I definitely think they'll be lower. But
yeah, because well, we did a podcast, like a survey for a podcast that we didn't publish, on people's favorite fast food restaurant. Like, we surveyed a bunch of people in the cafeterias, and like by far Chick-fil-A was a favorite. Wasn't even close. It was like Chick-fil-A and then Taco Bell behind that. So yeah, I think people are definitely like very much fans of Chick-fil-A. But I think also a lot of that isn't just the food, but again, like, it's, it extends beyond that into, like, their service and how quick they are, and how, like, a lot of people see it as being, like, kind of a clean fast food restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like in that regard, I don't think Popeyes could really take down Chick-fil-A, just because people aren't going to be willing to, like, leave behind, like, all the service and the consistency that you get at Chick-fil-A
mm-hmm.
for Popeyes.
I definitely don't think this is going to hurt Chick-fil-A in the long run. I definitely agree with that, but this can definitely help Popeyes itself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This could raise Popeyes up from one of the, like, lower, smaller fast food chains in this country to, like, one of the
mm-hmm.
larger ones.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They have to take advantage of it, though, because, like, well, I was just at Popeyes not that, like, a couple hours ago, and they are out of chicken sandwiches, like,
mm-hmm.
everywhere. Like,
they have to grow,
yeah,
and they have to prepare for it.
Uh-huh. They need to take advantage of it and really cap, like, because Chick-fil-A will never run out of chicken sandwich
mm-hmm.
or chicken in general, but Popeyes consistently does. So, like, I think if they're, while they can't necessarily take away from Chick-fil-A, they can definitely build their own consistent market.
Mm-hmm.
But it's up to them to do that, though.
They're definitely actually kind of using, like, the Wendy's strategy of definitely using the online market.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And these kind of beef, as we discussed earlier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
To definitely bring themselves above the market.
Mm-hmm.
They're
mm-hmm.
using this new advertising, really.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's something that we've seen. Like, Wendy's does that really well, and they back it up with, like, good food. Like, people really like the spicy chicken nuggets. But Chick-fil-A doesn't do that at all. Like, the social media thing where it seems like there's, like, a real person behind the account. So do you guys think Chick-fil-A needs to change in a way, whether that be, like, the food, like, do something else to counter what Popeyes is doing, or change in regards to, like, their social media or their advertising in order to kind of stay on top?
No.
I don't really think so, no. I feel like what Chick-fil-A has is, like, really good. Like, the best thing, like, we brought this point up multiple times, but their consistency, I feel like that's the most important thing to their business. And as long as they still have that, I don't really think they need to change anything. Like, they still have their day-to-day customers coming in. They're still, like, they're still very, very profitable. And we just read earlier that they have the best margins out of any fast food restaurant. So
mm-hmm.
I don't think they need to change anything. I think they're doing completely fine, but I would say Popeyes, since this is kind of new growth for them, though, I would say they need to adjust to it, because Chick-fil-A's been in the game, like, or at least has been a bigger fast food corporation for a little bit longer. With Popeyes, like, if they can start evolving into that, I think they'll be a very powerful chain. For example, like, they're running out of the chicken sandwich now a lot because it's so new and they didn't expect it to blow up this much. So they might even need to take on new employees and almost do a better job of inventorying, because they know that, like, people are, like, out the door for this. So they need to have employees there, and they have to have them trained to make that, and they have to have enough inventory, enough chicken sandwiches to make, just so they can satisfy all the customers.
Mm-hmm.
You think this could be, like, a step in the evolution of Popeyes from kind of, like, a KFC knockoff to a Chick-fil-A knockoff?
I don't know. I don't know if I'd say. I think it's a chance for them to just evolve into their own.
Mm-hmm.
Be honest, like, it's, like, a niche thing, like, with the style of fast food, but they haven't really done it justice so far, because,
mm-hmm.
again, like, their service usually is not good, or they run out of product. So it's definitely a chance for them to, like, expand and be consistent.
I definitely agree that they're, like, building their own brand, but I would say it's almost like a hybrid of KFC and Chick-fil-A. Not, but it's unique in its own way, but I'm like, it has a chicken sandwich. It has some things that Chick-fil-A does, but it also incorporates, like, things just like buckets of chicken that KFC does. I feel like it kind of takes, like, sort of like every, like, chicken product you can think. I kind of, like, as long as they keep going in the direction they're going, like, with the chicken sandwich, maybe even other chicken products in the future, I feel like they're sort of a hybrid between the two. But
mm-hmm.
they definitely have their own specific style. Like, they're based out of Louisiana, so they, like,
yeah.
they definitely have their own, like, specific taste, which is, I think, good for their brand.
Mm-hmm. Also, one reason I think that they won't be able to take down Chick-fil-A is the market that Chick-fil-A has. Because they have, like the survey at our school, they have, obviously, like, younger kids, like, students. Like, Chick-fil-A has that demographic unlocked, but that is, like, they're more willing, like, I feel like us, like, as kids are more willing to go and like try something like that. Like usually there's a big thing with like the Wendy's spicy nuggets or like the 4 for $4. I feel like that's really propelled by like younger people who are into that. But like Chick-fil-A has like the older demographic on lock, I feel like. Like I was just there the other day to try their mac and cheese, which was not good, by the way. But I went there like during school because I have 6th period flex. So me and my friend went to Chick-fil-A, and there was still a line all the way around the restaurant, and it was just like moms and their kids, and like, and there's like all like a lot of elderly people too. Like they have the older demographic on lock, then I don't think any other fast food restaurant has that.
Definitely agree with that one, because like I feel like when you look at like I feel like that's why they're less into social media, because like obviously like older people, like the older generation, they're not on social media as much, like they're less connected with technology. But for people like us, we obviously like we were kind of like born into a new age of technology, so like we're all used to having like phones around and stuff, which a lot of older generations are not. Like they probably didn't even have phones when they were kids. So I feel like when you see places like, for example, I think you brought up Wendy's like in advertising before, I think that is targeted more to the younger generation because they're more technology savvy in a way. So I feel like that's why they appeal more to younger people, and I feel like that's why Chick-fil-A sort of has like that older person market sort of like in their grasp.
I just kind of had a realization. Maybe this whole Popeye's scarcity thing is completely on purpose, because people are talking about it far more now because they just can't get one. This could be completely artificial.
I was kind of thinking about that. It's kind of like almost like clothing, like with a brand, like a streetwear brand, and they kind of manufacture hype but not having a lot of it. Like you go to Popeye's and you see, oh man, like there's no chicken sandwich. Like the first time I see that, I still want to get one.
They're still selling product too.
Yeah.
You still get something else.
But they,
right,
I feel like they have to, like it's working for them now because people still want it, but they have to be careful because if they do it too long, people are just going to give up and forget about it. So,
in a week's time, I think like supply will even out.
Yeah.
They'll start supplying it better. And they just got to keep doing this though. These kind of, for lack of a better word, drops.
Yeah.
I feel like it's sort of like basic economics. Like if a bunch of people want a specific product, but you don't make enough of that product to match what consumers want, obviously the value of price can go up in it. So if they're not putting out enough, the prices could raise to that. But I feel like if it starts getting a little bit further down in that road of that process, a lot of people are going to get disinterested. So I feel like for the short term, I feel like it's good. But I feel like after a little while, Popeyes needs to get more chicken sandwiches in there and like keep the price at a generally reasonable range, just so like people will keep coming in.
And also I feel like with the social media thing, and like I feel like Popeyes should actually do what Chick-fil-A does and not do a bunch of like social media advertising, because like Wendy's was the first to do it and they did it well, but it seemed like they did it to be like the first to do something different. Like they're trying to do it to like play catch up to other fast food restaurants. And I feel like Chick-fil-A is a level above that, so like they don't need to do that, like because their whole thing is just like being fast and being consistent, so they don't need to like advertise, because like people know about it and people are going to go in and get their food and get out quickly. So I feel like Popeyes do the same thing. Like don't make a big show out of it, just like
Popeyes needs their niche.
Yeah.
Just you kind of saying like,
yeah, like get more chicken sandwiches, sell them, and do your thing.
Yeah, I definitely feel like Chick-fil-A has that going for them, because I feel like I'm not gonna say everyone likes Chick-fil-A, because there's obviously people who don't, but I feel like when people go there, like I would say they're really fast, like they can get things out really fast. I would say like most of the ordering processes and food process and getting food out to customers, I'd say that that's another thing that they're really good at, and I feel like that helps them a lot.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for listening to the third episode of Off the Table, and we hope you guys enjoyed it. We tried to do a more relaxed episode this time around, talking about something going on in the food world. And going forward, we are going to try and alternate a profile-style episode on someone in the food industry in a more casual episode like this one. Also, I'd like to give a huge thank you to Cole Ames for guesting on the show. And if you'd like to hear more, follow our publication's Twitter at FHS_endthered for updates on when episodes go live. You can find those episodes on fishersandthered.com. We'll be right back.